Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you live every Sunday night. And we've got a great program lined up for you tonight. How many radio hosts start their show by saying, we've got a bad program lined up for you tonight? So I'm not sure if you should believe me, but here's my proof. Our guest in hour number two is Diana Henriques, and the book is The Wizard of Lies, Bernard Madoff and the Death of Trust. It's a fascinating book. She actually is a writer for the New York Times. She covers white-collar crime for the New York Times. Boy, that would be my dream job. If I ever did anything differently in another life, it would be that. If I woke up one morning and I was covering white-collar crime for the New York Times, wow. Anyway, she'll be with us in hour number two. We'll be talking about Bernard Madoff. And there's a lot of things still happening with this case, believe it or not. A lot of legal things happening. People are getting their money back in some cases, a tiny percentage of it. So there's some news to report tonight, some updates. And we're also going to talk about what it was like for her to go actually into the prison in North Carolina and sit down with Bernie Madoff. And we're going to ask her about what it's like for him in prison, how he got away with this scam for so many decades, how he got people to trust him with millions and millions of their dollars. And in fact, the latest numbers are that after all is said and done, kind of the net, after everything was liquidated and people were paid back and so forth, it looks like the overall loss was $20 billion to investors, which still makes it the world's largest Ponzi scheme in history. However, the initial numbers were closer to $80 billion, and those were a little bit inflated. And you also have to factor into this that there were a lot of people that really made money with Madoff. And this is why there was litigation called clawback litigation. This is where people who actually had a profit were required to give back a portion of that money that they had made that was not legitimate because it was a scam. So the money that they had earned, even though they did not know it was a scam, they had unknowingly profited from it, and that's called a clawback. And that's a part of being scammed that a lot of people don't know about. You always hear about the victims. You know, so-and-so put in $100,000 and lost their money. But there might have been another person that put in $10,000, and their $10,000 grew to be worth $200,000. And then the government comes back and says, wait a minute, the $190,000 profit here, that wasn't real. That was a scam, and we want it back. And these so-called clawback lawsuits can be just as devastating to the folks that were net winners as for those folks that simply just lost their money in a more traditional sense. Next week, our guest is Daniel Eschelon. And this is going to be fascinating because Daniel, he's been with us before talking about his book on transhumanism. This is where humans kind of become robots. And I heard a news report this week where a doctor, I believe in Europe, why is it always European doctors that make such crazy claims? But apparently a doctor in Europe is saying that we can take a person's head and sew it on an entirely different body. And as a result, that person could continue to live regardless of what happened to their physical body. I don't know. They say we can do this within 2 years, this doctor that's making this claim. But really ask yourself, would you rather be dead than to have your body, than to have your head sewn onto another person's body? I don't know. That would just be weird to me. Just really strange. I don't know. It's just hard for me to envision that. And then the other question is, where do we get the body donors? I mean, how do you end up with a person who's dead but yet has a really good body, that's the entire body? We're not talking about a heart transplant here or a kidney transplant. Somebody that is dead but left a really perfect body for somebody else to be able to use. Maybe a drowning victim. I don't know. It just seems weird in a lot of different ways. All right. But Daniel Eschenlaw will be with us to talk about his movie that's coming out this summer on the Bilderberg Group. And you might have heard Daniel on Alex Jones' broadcast and some other programs. He contacted us. We're very grateful he contacted us from Europe and said, hey, I want to come on. I want to talk about my upcoming movie. And it's interesting that I guess there were two different groups that were trying to put together a movie on the Bilderberg Group, and both of them were wiped out financially. And Daniel shared that story when he was on with Alex Jones a few days ago, where in one case, the predecessor to Daniel Eschenlaw that was working on this same movie concept had three different banks, their three sources of financing, all call on the same day and cancel their loans. They do what they call a calling in of the loan. And this is what happened. All three banks on the same day called in their financing, closed their lines of credit. And so the prior group that tried to make this movie, they were in essence shut down. Whether you believe it was a conspiracy or not, it's weird. This whole Bilderberg Group thing is very weird. In fact, if you want to know how strange the Bilderberg Group situation is, if you ever listen to like a Sean Hannity program or a Rush Limbaugh program, the minute anybody calls and mentions Bilderberg, they're immediately cut off. They won't even hear it. Now, I know part of that is that many times discussion of the Bilderberg Group is largely considered a conspiratorial theory. It's kookiness. It's only for people that wear tinfoil hats. But I think it's just kind of odd how you just can't ever hear that come up on a regular quote-unquote mainstream call-in show. If you bring it up, it's just considered that you're a kook and nobody wants to talk about it. But if you do any reading on it, and Daniel Eschenlaw wrote the book, just go to Amazon and type in Daniel Eschenlaw, Estulin, and type in Bilderberg Group, and you'll find his book. And of course, our friend Alex Jones here at the Genesis Communications Network, he's really made his name over all these years, kind of following the Bilderbergs wherever they meet around the country and mounting his own kind of man on the street protest, which is cool. I'd love to maybe go sometime and watch him do that. But that movie will be coming out this summer, and Daniel Eschenlaw will be with us next week to talk about it and to talk about the Bilderberg Group. And then in 2 weeks, Guy Kawasaki is here. And this guy is one of these guys who somehow he has sort of built a niche for himself on the internet with social media. I think he has somewhere well north of 1 million Twitter followers. In fact, he may have as many as 2 million Twitter followers. Let me just go here real quick and check. He's going to be with us in 2 weeks, to talk about social media. And this is a guy who otherwise, unless you're somebody that's kind of in the internet world, let's see here. He's got 1.45 million followers on Twitter, which is just amazing to me. He's not really a famous guy other than being famous for being well-known within the world of social media. And I find these people fascinating who kind of come out of nowhere and become superstars on the internet. And we're going to talk to him about that in 2 weeks. Hey, when we come back from this break, she fell in love with a man and sent him $1.4 million. Even though now she's been scammed, she says she still loves him and she's sharing it all with Dr. Phil. We'll talk about it right after this. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are back. My guest in hour number two, New York Times writer Diana Henricks. And we're going to be talking about The Wizard of Lies, Bernie Madoff, and The Death of Trust. Really interesting book. And there's a lot more that you don't even know about what happened behind the scenes with Bernard Madoff. Well, it would be a mistake for us not to make a comment about the death of Leonard Nimoy, who died on Friday at the age of 83. So let's say it tonight, live long and prosper. That was, of course, his key line playing the part of Spock in the television series Star Trek. And my love affair with Star Trek began when I was probably maybe 8 years old, 9 years old, growing up in Chicago. And at that point, I would have been, it would have been 1973, 1974. So Star Trek was already over in terms of the live production of the show. And I fell in love with it by way of reruns, which is how I fell in love with other shows like Batman and Gilligan's Island and a lot of shows of that era. But I remember watching Star Trek on our local television channel there in Chicago, WGN, after it went into syndication, after it was no longer being produced as a regular fresh broadcast during primetime. And I enjoyed it so much, and probably the most interesting character was, in fact, Mr. Spock. And it was interesting to do a little bit of reading about Leonard Nimoy this weekend. And, you know, it's like a lot of things, which is why I love reading biographies. I love watching biographies from the Biography Channel, because there's so much about people's past and their life that you don't really know. When they're a famous person, you kind of get the highlights, the headlines, if you will, but you don't really see everything. A lot of them have gone through very tough things, very tough times. Many have struggled with various problems personally and so forth. But one thing I wanted to mention to you about Leonard Nimoy that you might not have heard anywhere else, and so that's what we wanted to do tonight, was kind of bring something different here to the table. A story that struck me, and you can read this story if you just do a quick Google search. In fact, I'll put this right now up on my Twitter feed to make it super easy for you. There is an article that was written by Leonard Nimoy called "The Day JFK Rode in My Taxi." And it's a fascinating story about Leonard Nimoy before he's a famous actor. He's driving a taxi cab in Southern California. And I believe this may have been an excerpt from a book he had written. I'm not sure, but it appears as an article online. You can read it for free. You can find it right now on my Twitter feed. But of all things, he is waiting in a cab line, or he actually says he gets a call that he's to pick up a Mr. Kennedy at a hotel there in Beverly Hills. And he pulls up and he gets into the line where he's supposed to pick up this Mr. Kennedy. And it turns out to be, who else? John F. Kennedy. And this was before he was president. He was still a senator in Massachusetts. And of course, Nimoy was from the Boston area as well. So the two of them struck up a conversation, had a very interesting 20-minute cab drive, driving around who would be the future president of the United States, John F. Kennedy. And he shares this story, which is so fascinating. You think to yourself, wow, what are the odds? You know, here you have two people who would later in their life become so very famous. Of course, John F. Kennedy becoming president, and then Leonard Nimoy becoming just a household figure, playing Mr. Spock on Star Trek. Here they have this sort of chance meeting where, if you can believe it or not, here is Leonard Nimoy, Spock is the cab driver, and JFK, a young John F. Kennedy, is the passenger in the taxi cab. And they have this 20-minute conversation, which is absolutely fascinating. And one of the things that comes out in this conversation, and you can pick up on this, is Kennedy's fascination with the fact that Leonard Nimoy is driving a cab and he's a would-be actor in Southern California. And you can kind of read between the lines that this was back in the day when doing such a thing would be considered kind of an irresponsible choice in life. I mean, there was a time when you know, we're living now with the millennials, right? So this is where everybody says, go after your dream. Your dream is to be a circus performer, go join the circus. That's what we say today. But we weren't saying that back in the 1960s. We were telling people, go to school or go to trade school, get an occupation, provide for your family. It was all about financial security. So it's a very interesting conversation that goes back and forth. And in the end, JFK gives three words of advice to the would-be struggling actor who's driving a taxi cab, Leonard Nimoy. He says to him, persistence persistence, as three words of encouragement to him. And it's a fascinating story. You just think to yourself, wow, what are the odds that these two people would run across, would cross paths in such an unusual way? Leonard Nimoy is the cab driver, and the young junior senator from Massachusetts, John F. Kennedy, is the passenger. So you'll see that up on my Twitter feed. All right, this is bizarre. Bizarre. And as much as I try to avoid these shows like Jerry Springer and Dr. Phil, honestly, has kind of crossed into that realm in many ways. I don't really just watch any of these shows unless I'm kind of stuck in a doctor's office or something. I know there's a place where sometimes I get my oil changed where it seems like all they have on is Jerry Springer. So I don't know if they're like maybe running paternity tests at this oil change place here in town. But in any case, here's the story. I'm going to read just a little bit of this here to you, and then I'm going to comment on it. They say love is blind, but in the case of a U.S. woman who has sent $1.4 million to a man she has never met. Let me say that again. $1.4 million to a man she has never met. Love seems to have completely overwhelmed all good sense. Sarah, who appears on an upcoming episode of Dr. Phil, says she first met a man called Chris Olson 18 months ago through an online dating service. Chris, a businessman working in Africa, soon declared his love for the twice-divorced Sarah. And the story goes on and on and on, and the stories get crazier and crazier, the excuses, the reasons this guy gives her to send money. In one case, he needed money for an apartment, and she sent him $500,000. He needed bail money. He was arrested, falsely accused and arrested. Please send me money for bail. Altogether, all of the stories together, he collected from her $1.4 million. And I don't even know the rest of the story. I don't know, is this guy, Chris, even real or not? And I watched this video, just a clip from the upcoming Dr. Phil show, and I kind of feel sorry for this lady. You almost have to wonder, maybe a little bit of mental illness here. I'm not sure, but yeah, sent $1.4 million. But you know, the backstory I did not know is, where did she get $1.4 million? Because honestly, didn't seem like a smart enough person to have earned $1.4 million. But just another reason to stay tuned for the next episode of Dr. Phil. Hey, why have gas prices begun to spike? I mean, really, really spike. I think I've got a good answer for you. I'll give it to you right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook, list it for sale at Amazon.com, and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are back. This is hour number one of our live broadcast. If you're listening on Sunday night between 9 and 11 p.m. Eastern, we are live, and it's great to be with you tonight. In hour number two, my guest is Diana Henriques, and the book is The Wizard of Lies, Bernie Madoff and the Death of Trust. This is going to be fascinating, so don't miss hour number two. Well, you might be watching the price of gas going up at your gas pump, and it's like, oh my goodness, the party is over. I mean, as great as it was for gas to come down, my wife had bought gas a few weeks ago for less than $2 a gallon, and I was just so excited because I knew it was going to help so many people to have the price of gas come down like this. And it was the buzz everywhere I went, people talking about how great this was. Well, look, call me a conspiracy theorist, but here we go. So the president vetoes the Keystone Pipeline bill. And now we've got the price of gas here locally in Central Florida, about $2.40. So that's about 40 to 45 cents of an increase from just a few weeks ago. And this article, I'll read just a clip here from this. On Friday, San Diego motorists paid $3.33 on average for a gallon of gas, up 9 cents overnight. And one night goes up 9 cents and 42 cents from 1 week ago, according to AAA. I mean, that's just shocking. So in a week, it jumped by 42 cents. And consider the scary backstory here, which is that I told you about this maybe a month ago, that both federal and state lawmakers were all meeting, having discussions about the possibility of raising the gas tax that is built into every gallon of gas that we all pay for. And in some areas of the country, like California, I believe it's something like 60 or 70 cents per gallon is made up of just gas taxes. And so the federal lawmakers and then the state lawmakers, everybody was kind of rubbing their hands together saying, aha, now that gas is down around $2 a gallon in some areas, I guess so the West Coast, that would be $3 a gallon because they're about a dollar more than everywhere else for some strange reason. Let's go ahead and, you know, we can bump it, our gas taxes by a nickel or 10 cents and try to make some money here for the government. And it's a good thing they didn't do that, right? Because here we are again. There are some commentators. I remember watching one episode of Bill O'Reilly where he just absolutely pounded his fist on his desk that the price of oil is a free market determination. There is no manipulation of the price of oil. Look, I mean, this has got to be as clear can be to anyone to see what's going on here. Really? I mean, just think about this. So we've got the possibility of this major pipeline coming into place, the Keystone Pipeline. So for the weeks leading up to that, and of course, right around the election, which I think is also a factor, the price of gasoline just plummets. Now, we're talking about going, you know, down below $2 a gallon here in Florida. And now the president, as promised, vetoed the bill. It passed the House, it passed the Senate, ends up on the president's desk, and he vetoes the Keystone Pipeline. And here we go, off to the races again. I don't know. It just, it's pretty obvious to me what's happening here. I mean, clearly, the Saudis, who control OPEC, I think that they are playing a game, which is they want to keep gas prices for us as high as they can, but when they need to, for political reasons, we'll bring it down, whether that's near elections or near a vote for the, you know, for example, consider the difference in the pressure that the president might have been under if the price of gas was where it is today. Or let's say, let's just go back 6 months and say that we were looking at the price of gas that we had maybe 6 or 8 months ago, and the president gets the Keystone Pipeline bill on his desk, and people are paying over $4 a gallon for gas on the West Coast. Do you think that would be, it would be really difficult, maybe impossible for him to veto that? I mean, who knows with this president? But I think it's clear that the political pressure was relieved to a point that it was easy for him to do that. And, you know, some people say, well, he's a lame duck president. You know, he doesn't really look at what's going on politically. I don't believe that. I think this guy is nothing but all about politics. And you might have even had some left-wing wackos scratching on his door if he vetoed this bill and they were paying $4.50, $5 a gallon for gas. So I think this was strategic, and I think it's clearly manipulated. So this week, Benjamin Netanyahu will be addressing a joint session of Congress. And he's done this one other time. I believe it was in the mid-1990s. And let me tell you what the backstory is on this. The controversy is that supposedly he broke whatever the cultural, the accepted, the proper manners, the proper channels, the customs, whatever term you want to use, by making arrangements to speak to a joint session of Congress without first going through the White House. And so that's what this has all become about. And so here's a quote from John Kerry. Secretary of State John Kerry said in a televised interview that the Israeli leader is welcome, quote unquote, to speak in the U.S., but disagreed with the way the speech to Congress was arranged. He didn't follow Robert's rules of order. Who was that etiquette person that everybody used to always follow? What was the name? Emily Post, the so-called etiquette, where they would teach you, kids would go to these classes and you would know, don't use your salad fork to eat from your main course dish, all this kind of thing. That doesn't apply in my household. I mean, we're so far from that. My wife and I, we had dinner tonight. I think we both had a different colored plate. But it was just the two of us, and we had a nice pasta dinner. But I don't know. The serious news, what's tragic here, is that the headline should be all about what's happening in Iran and how they continue on the path towards a nuclear weapon. And that should be the headline. But no, the headline is all about, did Benjamin Netanyahu, did he break with customs by not going through the White House? So there's all kinds of talk about that the president may not, you know, see him when he's in town. He may be snubbed altogether. But this will give him a chance to bring his argument directly to the American people and directly to Congress. And I think it's important. This is going to be a very important speech because it's going to shine a spotlight on what Barack Obama has not been doing in managing the situation with the Iranians. Much like how he soft-pedaled the situation in us dealing with ISIS or ISIL, whatever we're calling them these days, or giving back all the gains we made in the Iraq war, in the Afghanistan war. It really shines a spotlight on what the end consequences of that really is. As much as it's horrible to see people getting beheaded by ISIS, can you imagine if people like that ended up getting their hands on nuclear weapons? I mean, really, can you imagine? And that's what we're talking about with Iran. Now, some people might say, hey, you're going too far, Jim. The Iranians, as extreme as they are not as bad as ISIS. Okay, I'll buy that, perhaps. But when you're dealing with a country like Iran, I don't know that you can really make that calculation. And secondly, a government like Iran is not a stable government. You might have, say, a more moderate group running it now, moderate compared to ISIS, but who's to say they're not the next country to fall to ISIS, and then ISIS has access to all of this nuclear weapon technology. Very, very scary. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, are illegal aliens going to get a $35,000 amnesty bonus? We'll tell you right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Listening on Sunday night between 9 and 11 p.m. Eastern, you are listening to us live. The program does get syndicated on a number of places, including YouTube, GodTube, iTunes. Where else are we? We're over on we're on a number of different podcast directories. We're also at SoundCloud. We're at Stitcher. And now, by the way, interesting thing to note, producer Faith, who is a younger person, I believe going to be 20 years old here shortly, she informs me that the term used for men who are scamming people on the internet, women, it's called catfishing. So you learn something new every day. It's called catfishing, in reference to our story earlier in the hour about the woman who will be appearing on the Dr. Phil show who sent $1.4 million to a man she never met. I don't know. I'd like to get this lady's contact information. You know, I could kind of play the part of a romantic guy on the internet to pick up $1.4 million. All right, I digress. All right, there's an email circulating. You may have seen this, an email suggesting that those people that will now be receiving amnesty as President Obama signed this recent executive order, once this kicks in and these folks were able to get Social Security cards, the story is that they would be able to go back and file tax returns for the last 3 years. And because of the income level of most of these folks, they would also be entitled to receive an earned income tax credit for those 3 years. And one of the emails that I read said that each one of these families could receive a so-called amnesty bonus of up to $35,000. This is the earned income credit. So our friends, atheist liberals over at Snopes.com, they looked into this and said, not true. It's not true. So I read their account of why it's not true, and I'm not really convinced by it. And by the way, we have taken shots at Snopes.com on my blog, blog.christianmoney.com, because they are atheist liberals at Snopes.com, and there are only two people there, a husband and wife team. And who appointed them to be the judge of what is true and not true? So we did kind of a little expose piece on them a few weeks ago. But they say it's not true. In my view, I say it could be true. So there you go. So that's my Snopes.com Jim Paris take on it. All right. Net neutrality, of course, everybody's been talking about it this week. And I don't know what to make of it. I was talking to my wife about it today, and she said, wow, how could the Congress have voted something like that in? And I said to her, they didn't. She said, well, yes, they did. I heard on the radio that this was passed by the Congress. No, it was actually passed in a 3-2 vote among a group that most people don't even know about, called the FCC Commissioners. And this is a small group that is appointed by the president, I guess, as a vacancy occurs, much like what you might have with the Supreme Court. But of course, most people don't even know who these folks are. And what this is all about, supposedly, here's what it's supposed to be all about. It's supposed to be all about, let's say that your local cable provider is also your internet provider, and they would rather that you buy movies through them on a Friday or Saturday night and not through Netflix. So because Netflix is their competitor for that pay-per-view movie dollar, they're going to throttle or slow down your bandwidth when you are accessing Netflix, which causes your movie to stop and start and stop and start. And maybe you'll think, well, let's just order it directly from the cable company next time and pay an extra dollar or two for that movie. And so when these kinds of practices started happening and it got back to the federal government, they said, we've got to step in. We've got to do something about this. We've got to protect consumers. And the reality is that in most areas of the country, you really don't have that many choices when it comes to who's going to pipe the internet into your home. Most people only have three or four choices. So it very much is like a utility in that regard. The truth is, nobody knows what is in this plan or how it's going to be enforced or what's going to happen when a number of lawsuits that have been filed are decided. We just don't know. But I do think it's fair to say that when you look at what the FCC did to television, to broadcast television, broadcast radio, it's not good. I'm much more along the lines of a libertarian on things like this. And my view would be, if there's going to be an answer to this, it would be to open up these local markets. Instead of people only having, you know, four or five choices, create a more competitive market. Make these main providers and communities, make them provide a way for people to become resellers, just like what's happening with the cell phone towers around the country. You might have a handful of the primary cell phone tower owners, but then you've got all of these resellers that are bringing the prices down. So I think that's where the answer would have been, more in the creating more competition, and the market forces would have taken care of this kind of nonsense. It is scary to wonder, though. Some people who are internet-only broadcasters are suggesting that the government could step in and monitor their internet radio show and maybe even require them to have a license, maybe put in place some rules about what they can or can't talk about, maybe apply some of the same things that we have to deal with in the broadcast media side of things. For those of us that are on broadcast media, we have a number of rules we have to follow. Of course, we can't swear on our radio programs, which I don't really have a problem with that. I don't know that the government needs to regulate that. But let's, you know, that is what it is. But there are other things as well. I know there are rules if you start bringing in political candidates and what you can do in that regard or not, and just a number of different issues that apply to those people that are on the broadcasting side of things. We'll see what happens. The truth is that right now we just don't know. Another tragic story, and I just wonder, why does this keep happening? We keep hearing about young athletes dying. And what was it? Just a couple of, a few days ago, it was Jerome Kersey, who was a big star up with the Portland Trailblazers. He died, I think he was 51. Former New York Knick Anthony Mason died early Saturday morning, weeks after he was taken to an area hospital with heart troubles. A team spokesman confirmed Anthony Mason, NBA star with the New York Knicks, former player, dies at the age of 48. And I wonder what's happening here. You know, I really don't know. It's a question, of course, with the NBA, we're not looking at similar things that we look at with the NFL and the NHL, where concussions can play a role in some of the problems that people have with their health. I have read, however, that if you are a tall person, that you're going to just biologically have a greater chance of heart issues. So there is a benefit in being short, like I am. In some ways, it can help. You can have a stronger heart if you're a smaller person. That may be wrong, but I have read that numerous times, that that's why some of these 6-foot-plus athletes, many of them don't live to be very old because of the fact that their heart, it takes a lot of toll on a heart to have to pump blood through that large of a physical structure. Could this be a pattern we're seeing? Could it have something to do with being such a vigorous athlete throughout your whole life? I mean, I know we look at cars this way, right? We say, if you drive your car rough up and down the street, I tell my kids this every day when I see them kind of tearing out of the driveway. I say, kids, they're all college age now, but I say, look, maybe if you drove your car a little bit more conservatively, you might not have to replace the tire so often, the brakes so often, your engine might last longer. Maybe there's something about this. Maybe there's something about being one of these athletes and sort of pushing your body to the edge for so many years. And the NBA career does go sometimes, 10, even 20 years. Some of these guys will play in the NBA. I wonder who the longest career was in the NBA. I know there are some that have gone well into like the double digit years. But in any case, a sad story again. From all reports, a good guy, Anthony Mason, dies at the age of 48, former NBA star. And that's a young age to die at. I just turned 50 myself, and I don't feel like I'm ready to die. I feel like I've got my whole life ahead of me. Very sad, 48 years. And supposedly Mason had been struggling with heart problems in recent weeks, according to all reports. Walmart raising the minimum wage up to $9. That was the other story I wanted to get to. And the city of Chicago going broke, along with Puerto Rico is going broke. When we come back from this break, Bernard Madoff, the story behind the scandal.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.